That's Yasiel Puig, and I don't know who that cat is. He's got his arm around one of the coaches. No, he's been messing with him. A little camaraderie there, and the Dodgers on the field with the Cubs 9-1. Man, Jesus, you know. With great respect to the Chicago Cubs, seriously, great fan, greatest fucking fans in the world, man. And you know, you can't say anything, you can't take anything away from Chicago and their love for their team and how well that team has done last year and this year, you know. But the Dodgers, it took me by surprise, I'll tell you that. I didn't think the Dodgers. I was just talking to my friend Don, and we were looking ahead to, yes, the Yankees and Dodgers. I mean, I would like to see that. I think a Dodger-Astro World Series is just about as funky sounding a thing as I've ever heard of in my life, but, you know, with great respect to my friends in Houston. But, because one's former National League, I don't know. Anyway, I said, the Dodgers have won. You're there. That's Turner and Puig. The Dodgers have won World Series, but they've never been the best team in baseball. As long as I've been alive, the Dodgers have won. I was born in 1952. They won in 59 against the Sox, the White Sox. They won in 63 against the Yankees. They won in 65 against the Twins. They won in 81 against the Yankees. They won in 88 against the Athletics. The A's. That's five. Am I missing one? I may be missing one in there. They lost three World Series in the 70s, but they've never been the best team in baseball. They've always beaten the best team in baseball, or the best team in baseball didn't make it, and it was the Dodgers, and some other also ran, you know. But they were never, I don't think, the best team in baseball. This year they are. This is the first time in my life this is the best fucking team in baseball, and I don't see anybody beating them. The Yankees are obviously very opportunistic this year. They're a wild card. They, you know, they dealt with whoever the fuck it was they dealt with in the first round. Who they beat in the first round, the Yankees? They beat the Twins, and then they went on and beat, in the divisional series, was the Indians? Yeah, it was the Indians. And then Houston Astros, it looks like, I don't know, the Astros could still win it. But the Yankees are the Yankees. They got the goddamn pinstripes and shit. Jesus. You know, you see that uniform is just like, you know, it's one of the best organizations in sports. All right, enough of this distracting shit. So there is our Saturday Cinema. Where's our Miami archive slide? Well, you've seen it. You've seen it countless times, I'm sure. If you watch the video cast, you have to kind of go past it as you get onto the website. Beautiful Miami. Is that A1A? I don't know what picture the kids use to do that, but A1A is my old stomping grounds, man. A1A is my regular route to work. So many trips up and down A1A, going to people's, you know, houses. Everybody that I knew lived along the beach there. They had my producer Andy Kelb had a townhouse. Man, I'll tell you, it wasn't town, it was a condominium. But he had a condominium right there in North Miami Beach, I think, is where it was. Went up there a couple times. And, it was nice, you know. Easy living, man. Look at my face. This is my guy I just had a stroke. Hey, what? How are you feeling, Phil? I feel great. I feel a lot better than I did. And this eye was just, oh, yeah, really good, you know. I'm sorry, because it could happen to me. What am I saying? I'm in the wheelhouse of that shit right now, man. Look at this. Maybe next inning. Somebody's, should I go ahead and... Well, I don't know. New pitcher, 6-0. Bottom of the eighth. You got 8 runs to make up in 2 innings, Cubbies. That's, you know, that is your assignment if you choose to accept it. But, hey, you know, I had a thought, and I don't want to be a big asshole, you know, but I thought I would do something with the show, is the seats right there, right behind home plate, the front row right behind home plate, the people in those seats, I've noticed, in all ballparks, but particularly tonight with their team down by 8 runs, there's a couple sitting in the front row there, and they're just yucking it up, having a ball. Now, nobody says you can't have fun at a baseball game. I'm not saying that. But it seems very, it's a weird juxtapositioning of the best seats in the ballpark are occupied by a guy and a gal who are just all, and he's pointing shit out to her and she's laughing. They don't look like Cub fans to me. I think they got him from the office or somebody and or someone they know, and they, hey, let's go out to the baseball game, and they could give a fuck, you know, whether the Cubs win or not. And if I ever own a team ever in my life, which has never really been an aspiration of mine, but I would reserve the front row there. See that very front row, right behind the plate. I would reserve that for kids, disadvantaged, whatever you want to call them, kids that would never in their lives have any shot at being anywhere below the upper deck. Maybe they come from disadvantaged homes. Maybe they're—I don't know. You know, you hook up with because doing that kind of work, that outreach work. You know, like when we did our stuff for my friend's place, I like to do it. I think it's the best way. You know, if you're gonna devote some of your time to public service, which I think we all should, being in radio, being in the media is a great opportunity because you can raise a lot of money. You can get people, you can focus people's attention on things. I would have those seats for every night. Kids who are from a disadvantaged disadvantaged situation. You don't tell me that, you know, they'd be paying attention. Not only would they be paying attention, they'd have their little hats on and they'd have their pennants and they would be into it. But, you know, like I said, if you want to yuck it up with your girlfriend, there's like billions of other seats. There's the row right behind that. Some guys say, I'm a longtime Cub season ticket holder. Why can't I have? Well, we're going to do this year. And if the guy wants to cancel, fuck him. Jesus Christ, you're taking away my front row seats? Yeah, I am, for some kids. You know, I think that would be a cool thing to do. And by kids, I mean 18 and younger, you know. Because Jesus H. Christ, I'd love to have a couple of seats behind home plate. I've never sat behind a home plate. Although I've never really aspired to sit behind home plate, because I think it would drive me crazy with that fucking screen in my face. It would drive me ape. I remember last year when the Cubs were really on top and they showed all these shots of them in the dugout and, you know, and they were so happy. Rizzo and all those guys. And now they're just, what the fuck was that? Is that some bar across the guy's face? Just showed Hernandez the guy to hit the grand slam, which I didn't see, but hey, what do I know? This guy's done a great job. Came up from Tampa Bay and got him their fucking world's championship. Here's a hit. You know, there's one out, you need 8 runs between now and the bottom of the ninth. If I was the owner of the Cubs, or if I was in the general manager's position or the hiring, I'd hold on to this guy, and because obviously they got work to do. They need pitching. They need another couple of gloves. I mean, basically, it's a pretty good baseball team, but they got touched up tonight like you wouldn't fucking believe. Jesus Christ. Hernandez, two home runs? You can't do that. You're at home? I didn't know. All right. I was such a fool, and it took me a long time just to find out. There's a... Poor kid, that Anthony Rizzo kid. Everybody got a big kick out of him last year because he's a happy-go-lucky guy. Christ almighty, he looks like he's got the weight of the world on him now, man. So welcome to, I'm sitting going, where are my sunglasses? You don't need those, you need these. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, man. ZipRecruiter is the place. This is the place where we go, the place where we must go. They just show my man Rizzo again. There's another K. She says, this guy, the only other guy in the managerial ranks that blows my mind the way Madden does is this guy Dave Roberts with the Dodgers. Ooh, where did he fucking come from? I'm telling you. He could name his goddamn price after this year. I think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. I could be very wrong. I mean, I think they're going to win the World Series. They're going to have to fall a long way, man, to lose. I don't mean a long way, but they're going to have to lose it at home. Against a wild card team that has not been exactly hitting the ball in the postseason. That's if the Yankees win. Well, fucking same thing with the Astros, although they're a division champion. Strike. Okay. enough of that. Enough of that tomfoolery. Oh, you bitch. God damn it. I keep forgetting my motherfucking phone. Fuck it. Who cares? Always forgetting my fucking phone. Motherfucker. Because on it is Twitter. And Twitter is my show prep, basically. That's so fucked up. What the hell, man? Let's see. I'm gonna find in my only time. Bing, 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 bing. 'Cause it took me a long time just to find.